$5,000 approved for conservation architect. Council approved $5,000 to go to the Arts and Heritage Fountain to hire a conservation architect to review upcoming repair, maintenance, and replacement, RMR, plans for St. Albert Place. According to a backgrounder attached with the motion, St. Albert Place was examined in 2020 and areas for needed repair were identified. The Arts and Heritage Fountain is mandated to advise the City and Council on historically significant buildings. A bylaw passed in 2009 outlining preservation requirements for St. Albert Place identifies key elements that define the heritage character of the building. Some examples of exterior features include the glass wall, waterfall, and fountain beside the entrance, the building's curve, and the use of multicolored brown brick. Examples of interior features include transparency between public spaces and workspaces, and incorporated public art, including a panoramic painting on the second floor called A Glimpse Through St. Albert History. While repairs for St. Albert Place were initially slated for 2023, the city resequenced life cycle repairs to the building to meet additional needs at Fountain Park Pool after damage was found underneath a concrete slab supporting the pools in the facility. Earlier in September, city spokesperson Corey Sinclair said the requirements for St. Albert Place repairs have not yet been finalized, allowing for currently approved funds to be dedicated to this project to meet the needs of the accelerated schedule of Fountain Park Pool. The cash will come from the city's Heritage Reserve Fund. According to the backgrounder, as of July 29, the uncommitted balance in the reserve was some $183,000. Sheena Hughes said council wants to make sure we're supporting St. Albert Place. We're in it now, Hughes said. It's a historic site, so it's really a no-brainer. No more philanthropy award. Council has voted to rescind the policy that set up its annual philanthropy award. The award went out to individuals or families whose donations significantly contribute to the success of nonprofits operating in St. Albert. Examples of past award winners include Ron Hodgson, the Bockicks, a Sturgeon County farm family, and Dale Hansen. The motion passed on consent, meaning there was no discussion. Over the years, it has been increasingly difficult to single out one family, one person, to bestow this honor, City Chief Administrative Officer Bill Fletcher said in a backgrounder with the motion. Our community has a robust and dedicated volunteer base, and the difficulty continues in identifying one person, family over another who is worthy of this award. Fletcher said many community members in St. Albert go above and beyond to help out in the city, and that an event celebrating one individual or family, as opposed to a community of volunteers, does not embrace the values of St. Albertans. The City of St. Albert celebrates everyday heroes and volunteers through community engagement and attendance at events that celebrate the diversity of our stakeholders.